Wretched Radio begins in 3, 2, 1.
Somehow, God is in me, and there's a sense in which I am like God and man all at once.
Many religions claim that we will all eventually be gods. The Bible says something so much better. It says, no, God will continue to be God. Man will continue to be man, but God will come upon man.
No way!
It's time for Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
This is Wretched Radio with dueling marriages. That's right. There are two types of marriages. Okay, there's probably more than that. And yes, I'm going to let this play the entire time I talk. It's Glenn Campbell, Pickin' and a Grin in 1973. It's live. I got to tell you, I got a soft spot for Glenn Campbell music. I don't know what it is, but for some reason, and even his Christian music was pretty good. He did a number of albums, seemed to be a pretty tortured fellow. Nevertheless, dude could play the guitar. Wow. Oh, man. All right. Confession. Friel, we didn't ask for one. I'm giving it to you anyway. Sometimes I'll fall down a rabbit hole of watching these videos where younger people will listen to music of people who are older or dead for the first time to see what these old people are up to. And I once fell into a Glenn Campbell rabbit hole. I don't know why, but I did. And all of these young people were like, who is this guy? I mean, he's doing that without auto-tune and he's singing at the same time. It's amazing. Yeah, there was an era of music before electronics and computers kicked in. But I digress from our dueling marriages. There is a video that went viral about a few weeks ago. Grabbed it, held on to it. And I thought about sharing it because I thought it was a perfect demonstration of the narcissistic videos that are on the internet right now. If you recall, a couple of weeks ago here on Wretched Radio, shared a number of videos by psychologists. These are life counselors who want you to identify your spouse's narcissism or the narcissism in your friends or family. So that you can, and I'm not just grabbing a hyperbolic word, so you can torture them. That's the video's literally how to torture the narcissist. It's like, hey, wait a second. I thought Obama got rid of all of that torture and business. These were videos that expanded the definition of what it means to be a narcissist because anybody who exhibits any sort of selfishness, any sort of pride, or even any sort of preference, like, you know, honey, I don't think I do want to eat at Chick-fil-A again, which I know no true Christian would ever say. The point is anything that ruffles your feathers would be considered the words or actions of a narcissist. And here's how you get back at them. And I thought, would like to share this video of this woman because this is an example of somebody who I think has fallen for that narrative that her spouse, while being a really good guy, a really good fellow, nevertheless, I thought about divorcing him. Why? Well, you're going to hear why. And I thought, I wonder how much she's been indoctrinated into this narcissistic terrorism movement that is going on the internet. But I didn't do it at the time. But now we're going to. Why? Because you're going to hear dueling marriages. If you aren't listening to the podcast of Brad Bigney, seriously, you are missing a class A broadcast. It is as good of a talk radio or podcast as you're going to find. This guy is good, and this guy is vulnerable. He's willing to share what it was like in his early years of being married. And you don't have to imagine the details, but it sounds like it was pretty hard, but they learned something in it. They learned that marriage isn't about smooth sailing and everything being perfect in my life, like we are told everything needs to be. Otherwise, everybody's a narcissist and you need to torture them. On the other hand, this woman has a different approach to marriage. Let's listen to Dueling Marriages, shall we?
I've been with my husband for almost 20 years, but about 3 years ago, I was strongly considering divorce. And I want to talk to you about why. So I'm going to tell you the story of the day where I thought to myself, maybe I don't want to do this anymore.
That language. I don't want to do this anymore. Well, there's a lot of things I don't want to do anymore, but you do them because, you know, you've made a vow.
And I had 4 kids. We both worked full time. We had been together for 16 years at this point.
You should have had things worked out, you would think. 4 kids, 16 years.
Been together since high school. And on paper, I have an amazing husband.
On paper, he's amazing. Huh. Well, if he's amazing on paper, what is he like to live with? Well, the answer is, it appears that sometimes work conflicts with the peace and the harmony that she wants inside of the home.
He is incredibly supportive. He's kind. He's loyal. He's a great dad. He's very hands-on. He's
I want to marry the dude. He sounds amazing to me. And yet,
an active participant. He's always present. Like, on paper, what else could I ask for?
Huh, that's a great question.
But in reality, my experience is very similar to the experience of other women. I had this amazing husband who on paper was great, but I was incredibly frustrated and burnt out from our marriage and from motherhood.
As if somehow saying on paper dismisses the reality that this guy appears to be a decent fellow. Perfect, I'm sure not, but just a hardworking guy. If I recall, a blue-collar fellow who was like the Wichita lineman. Hey, that's another Glenn Campbell song. And yet, she's feeling burnt out, which I won't even argue with. Being a mother and working, I know the world tells you, you can have it all, baby. But I can imagine that she would be totally burned out.
Because what happens to so many of us is that we marry these amazing men and we have amazing relationships and then we have kids.
Amazing. 3 times amazing, this guy.
And when we have kids, women tend to carry a disproportionate amount of the work in the home, the work of raising kids, and the mental load. And that is exactly what happened to us.
The mental load. I don't know exactly what that is for sure. And I won't even argue with this woman. But so here's the dilemma for them. She's working. By the way, she has time to get pretty gussied up to make this video. Apparently, she's trying to be a social media influencer, has time for that. So she's got 4 kids working, trying to be a social media influencer. Something's got to give, I guess. And the answer is, what's going to give? Her response, my husband.
About 3 months after my 4th baby was born, I remember looking at my husband and saying, I need more. I need you to do more. I am exhausted. I am in charge of everyone and everything in this house. Every night when we cook dinner, you ask me what to make.
That's not uncommon. I won't even argue with that. And I'm not saying the guy didn't need to make a course correction. That's not what's motivating this. And it's not moving the marriage towards something better. Her solution to being frazzled was simply a distribution of duties. And honestly, that might have been the simplest way to solve whatever it is that is causing her to be burned out. Maybe it is. The guy just needed to step it up. As you listen to this, you kind of get the sense he was stepping it up. But even so, that wasn't enough either.
Every day when you drop off the kids at daycare, you ask me what they need in their backpacks. I am the project manager of this home and I need you to do more. And he looked at me and he said, okay, just tell me what to do. Right? Every woman has heard this. Just tell me what to do and I'll do it.
Okay, I know I'm a guy, but that's what I would say.
I mean,
something ain't getting done. You want me to do? What do you want me to do? Oh, you're just a typical male.
And I said, okay, you know, something that would make my life easier is if in the mornings when I came downstairs with the 4 kids, because I do mornings by myself, the dishwasher was emptied, the dishes were put away, and the trash was taken out. That would make my life so much easier because when I've got the four kids running around and the baby crying, I can't be looking for their favorite water bottle in the dishwasher. I just need to know it's clean. And he said, yeah, of course. What? Yeah, I'll do that. That's no problem. And so, of course, he does it. But then I have to remind him and then he forgets. Then I have to remind him again. And there was this one morning where I woke up.
And decided enough because he hadn't taken out the trash. Dueling marriages.
Oh, when most people think about marriage, they think about dreams, they think about hopes, they think about expectations and wonderful moments. But most people would not think of, oh, I'm going to be exposed, revealed. Things about me will be pushed to the surface. And oh, this will be an excellent opportunity to grow.
Real! Just play the YouTube video. Dueling marriages. One has a view of marriage that says, I need things to be balanced, easy, organized, fair, and maybe even perfectly tranquil. The other view says, that ain't what marriage is about. Next on Wretched Radio.
Truth. It's meant to travel far. It's meant to reach deep. It's meant to change lives. But for far too long, even the best biblical teaching has faced barriers, paywalls, price tags, limited access. And at Fortis Institute, well, we've been thinking differently recently. What if we could break through all of those barriers? That's why we're launching our Truth Unhindered initiative. We have extraordinary plans for the end of 2025, plans that will transform how pastors and families and seekers access life-changing teaching. But to make this vision a reality, we need you now more than ever. Right now, going on through June 30th, every dollar you give will be doubled up to $250,000. Double the impact, double the reach, double the transformation. Visit fortisinstitute.org/truth today because when truth breaks through barriers, lives are never the same. fortisinstitute.org/truth.
Perhaps you've been wondering, is there a Christian university that isn't woke? Or that hasn't compromised on important biblical doctrines like, you know, the age of the earth? There is. It's the Masters University in Southern California. Beautiful campus. All of the athletics and activities that you've come to expect from universities. But it's more than that. The academic programs are most excellent, preparing students for the future. The Washington Post just said, number six for preparing students for the real world. All that. Plus, the Masters University isn't woke, and it is thoroughly biblical. Would you like to learn more? I encourage you to visit the Masters University at masters.edu/wretched, masters.edu/wretched.
Thanks for listening to Wretched Radio today. You know, a dollar today doesn't go near as far as it used to. It might buy you a soft drink, but what if your dollars could multiply? For 25 years, our gospel partners have been watching their giving multiply. Every month, their faithful support transforms into college campus evangelism, biblical counseling, marriage restoration, and gospel proclamation across the globe. And when you become an ongoing monthly gospel partner, understand this. You're not just giving money. You're preaching the gospel to a student at Georgia Tech. You're discipling the young man struggling with pornography. And you're equipping a pastor in a small rural church. And the work? It's nowhere near finished. The fields are white for harvest, and your monthly partnership makes it all possible. Join us as an ongoing monthly gospel partner right now by visiting fortisinstitute.org. That's fortisinstitute.org, because when faithful people give faithfully, the gospel advances powerfully. Wretched, amazing grace, amazing gospel.
Know your church fathers. Justin Martyr was a second-century apologist who was converted after seeing the courage and devotion of Christian martyrs. He earned his surname when he was executed for his faith. When asked to renounce his faith, he responded, "No one in their right mind turns from true belief to false belief."
This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
If only we had trioing banjos. This is Wretched Radio. Dueling banjos ain't getting the job done. Why? Because you are hearing, I think, three threads being woven together in two videos that we are comparing and contrasting. One is a TikTok video of a woman who's explaining why 3 years ago she almost divorced her husband of 16 years, who, her words, was an amazing guy. In fact, she used the word amazing like five times. But on paper, but not in reality. What led her to desire a divorce from this amazing man?
There was this one morning where I woke up and I went to put something in the trash and it was overflowing. And I went to get my son's water bottle and it was in the dishwasher with all the other clean dishes. And I felt so disrespected and unseen and unvalued at that point in time.
Now, what caused the husband to neglect his honey-do list?
I remember texting my husband being like, what happened? Like, why didn't you do this? And he said, sorry, I was running late for work.
Wow! That's an undervaluing jerk. You mean maybe he had an excuse because he had to get to a job? Otherwise, you get written up and then you get two more warnings and then you get fired and then you can't feed your four children. How dare he? Undervalued, under whatever the modern therapeutic language is that she's using. The first thread, I think, it sounds like this is a woman who is very, very typical. That they have been told, and men too, by the way. If this were a dude, I'd be saying that my wife, she's amazing on paper. She's amazing. In fact, I wonder what it would be like if a guy did a video like this. I'll bet he'd be pilloried on TikTok. My wife is amazing, but she overcooked my omelet. I had felt so undervalued and so disrespected. It would be preposterous. Nevertheless, I think that this woman, like, so many people, and I think perhaps it's more Gen Z, millennial, but frankly, it infects all of us because the world screams, you're the center of everything. You're the one that the entire universe revolves around. And she feels now, because her husband didn't do what would make her happy, she's undervalued, disrespected, etc. Now, I think that's one of our threads. That one of the threads is everything has to be perfect for me, because if I'm not happy, then I've got to get out of this relationship with this toxic person, albeit one who's amazing on paper. The second thread, I think, that comes from this woman is her understanding of what marriage is supposed to be. She thinks that it is supposed to be just this lovely, wonderful relationship that fires on all cylinders. But then you get married and what happens? You discover, whoa, some of them cylinders need replacing. Some of those cylinders, they need a tune-up. Okay, look, I don't want to get all mechanical on you, but the engine ain't running right. Why? Because you got two sinners. What's the third thread? The third thread would be Brad Bigney, whose podcast titled Thrive, I'm telling you, it is a must listen.
Marriage was designed to expose us and help us grow spiritually to become more like Christ.
Me! Me! Marriage is about me! Jimmy, I don't mean to air this publicly because Mrs. Friel on paper, she's amazing. And I don't, that would be so helpful. If she could just pull her blankets back over the bed. So in the morning when I lay out my clothes and, you know, throw them on the bed, they don't get put into a pile. And the other morning she didn't do it. I feel so disrespected.
And so in a very real way, marriage is not a stopping point. Too often in our culture, it's all about the wedding. We are moving towards the wedding, and here's the save the date card, and then here's the wedding, and there's the honeymoon, and there's all the preparations. But no one thinks hardly at all about, and when you get home from the honeymoon and unpack, now what? That's exactly the starting point for real work that is going to be required to become more like Christ. And so let me ask you, Vicky, did this come as a shock to you? What else would you say to the wife out there who is experiencing some shock that I didn't really come into this thinking I was going to be exposed, rattled, shattered, and going to need to grow?
Vicky doesn't always join him, but for this series, why, when marriage feels harder than you think it should be, so transparent, so helpful, so honest, so life-changing. Where do you podcast? Thrive. Brad Bigney.
Thanks. Kind of, as you said earlier, I didn't really think I'd have to work at our marriage. I thought it would just be great and I'd be so happy. And once, when that didn't happen, then we really did have to start working on our marriage. There's a guy in our small group and he has this saying, God, you show me the way and I'll do the work. And he's not kidding about that work part. And it's really true of our marriage because God will show you the way. And once again, as believers, we have to keep coming back to God's blueprint. Thank goodness we have the Bible that does give us instruction, that does give us help. But that has to be our foundation. But it does take work. And to encourage you, the older we've gotten, the longer we've been married, we still get on different pages and we get our wires crossed.
Isn't that refreshing? It can happen. But I was pondering why that happens. You had a long day. You didn't eat very well. You don't have the calorie. You're running low. You're in energy. The traffic was a nightmare, which we can say every day in Atlanta. And just or one of the kids didn't do the and so you just feel a little less than full. And then your spouse says or does something and it's like, those things still happen after you've been married for decades. But if you've been putting in the work, recognizing what marriage is, guess what? You work through those things a whole lot faster.
But to encourage you, it doesn't happen as often and we don't stay in a bad place as long. Right. We much more quickly have tools to help us along the way.
What do you think is some of the biggest hindrance or disconnect when you hear marriage and you hear work? Why do you think people are so put off with that? And how do you think perhaps even some people might think, well, if you're in love, it shouldn't be work. It should just be there. Yep. That's the whole point. If it's a bunch of work, you didn't marry the right person. What would you say back to someone who's thinking that way?
I'd say that was a great question, Brad. He's basically asking his wife questions. And he's really asking, I think, the question that reflects the mindset of so many people who get married. That if this woman, she doesn't pull the blankets back in the morning, whatever it is. He didn't empty the garbage that morning. And you get furious and you blow up. Why? Because your expectation is that it should be perfect. But when your expectation is, no, this is going to be an opportunity for me to grow, to become a different human being, then the trajectory of your marriage is set to just a different direction. And over the years, you'll just get better and better and better at dealing with the little things that come up.
Marriage and work, those two words don't go together.
Right. I think in my mind, I thought based on perhaps our culture, my own sinful flesh, just, wow, you marry the right person. You do the hard work of choosing the right person. This is just going to work. It's all going to flow. We're not going to get upset with each other. It's just going to be so glorious. In our culture, it's almost just like, you'll have these feelings. It'll be wonderful. We'll just move on.
So that's some of it right there.
Right.
Would you not agree?
Definitely.
Too often, most people believe that marriage is comprised of being in love. And that is a feeling. And they do not think in terms of feelings have anything to do with work. It's either there or it's not.
Right. And don't come and go.
Don't hear what we're not saying. Yes, thank God for glorious feelings in marriage. But marriage is comprised of far more than feelings. And that's what people don't understand. I like what you said, that guy in our small group. God, you show me the way and I'll do the work. And he wasn't kidding about that work. And it's true in marriage. God shows us the way in his word. But it is work.
And that is a work that most people don't want to put in, including this young lady. I'm sure she tries in other areas. But when you make a TikTok video expressing how your husband needed to change, and this is where you can fall into a ditch. Sometimes husbands need to change. No, all the time husbands need to change. And so do wives. That's the point. And when you see a failure or an imbalance in your home, you approach it with a different motive. And I think that that's what is so glaring about the distinction between this TikTok woman and Brad and Vicky, that they have been, and they admit it, even in this particular episode of Thrive, they admit throughout the year, hey, they've had some, in fact, it was so bad at the beginning of their marriage. She literally said, I don't love you anymore. Whoa. Why? Because he wasn't making her happy. Now, that doesn't mean he didn't need to adjust, but it does mean that she needs to see him differently, and she too needs to adjust and responds to shortcomings, not by threatening divorce after 16 years, but by helping the other spouse grow in godliness. You could not have two more distinct views of marriage. Question: what does your marriage look like? This is Wretched Radio.